Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah, finishing up the sugya of Yayin on Daf Sadi Vav Amud Bet. Tanu Rabbanan, Echad Shechar Tamarim, Echad Shechar Seorim, Echad Shimrei Yayin. Chin Aleim Shachol Nivro. This is a pickup of where we left off in the last podcast about what bracha you say on various forms of wine. So date liquor, barley liquor, dregs of wine, or shahakol. But Acherim disagree and say, if you have dregs which have a taste of wine, then it's per peragafen. Rav Yosef Damer Tavai, whether they had in halacha kacherim, we don't follow Acherim. Rava puts a little bit of caveat in this. Chulei Amar Rava Tlatava Ata Arba. If you put three parts of water into this dregs and you ended up with four units of this wine mix, then chamru, that's wine. Rabba the Tamed, I'm a Rabba, this is Rabba being consistent, because he said, any wine that you have, where if you add three parts water to one part wine, you don't end up with wine, that's not wine. So that's the tarkiz, if you will, the concentrate. But now, run back to Rabba's later statement, Rama Tvata Vata Vata, if you put in three parts water and end up with three parts of this grapey drink, lo kumhu. It didn't add any volume, so it's nothing. It's shahakol. Ki pligi dramatata batapata padu. The machloka between Acherim and the Tanakama is if you put in three and you got out 3.5. Rabbanan Sabri, what's their approach? Tata ayel tata nafik. What happened is three went in, three came out. Pashlei palgan, what you have is another half. Well, palgu b'shita palgi maya. Rav kumu. If you have a half of a part against six parts water, that's nothing. So as he's saying that one of the parts that came in and out, three came in, three came out, and what you have is now an extra half. Because they're taking a look at it, the normal measure is 3 to 4, in which 1/4 is wine, here it's 1/6, so it's not the same. Chayim Sari, the Chayim said, Flata will train the Palganafik. What happened is 3 went in, 2.5 came out with a drink, Pashle Chakuza, now you have 1, which is wine, Mekuza, betrayal Palga, Chamar Malyahu, if you have 1 against 2.5, that's good wine. It's a question just of how you see the replacement and the concentrate's effect. But since when does anybody disagree about a case where you put in water and you got even a little bit more than the original volume of water back in grape drink? Batanan, we have the Mishnah in Masrot. Hamitameid v'natan mayim v'mida u'matzakin eminato patur. If you soak water into dregs, this is about trumot, and you put the water exactly the measure, and you got exactly the same measure out, even though it's got a flavor to it, you're patur. It's not yayin, the free patur from Masrot. Rabbi Yehuda machayev. Rabbi Yehuda says shechayev. Ad kam al pligel v'chli b'nato. And their only machloket is when you got exactly the same amount out. V'otem v'chli b'nato lo pligi. But it sounds like they don't disagree if you got more drink out than the water you put in, which means there's now some real substance of wine there. And it doesn't have to be a quarter. No, the truth is that they disagree even if you put in more, if you got up more, up till a quarter. The reason they disagree in a case where you got nothing more out, no more volume out, to show you how far Rabbi Yehuda will go, to say that even in a case like that, you still are chayv and masr. Now, he asked the following question. What if you have dregs that have the taste of wine? He says, that's not wine. You have almahu, that's just dross. So, let's say you have dregs of truma wine, or truma grapes. The first time you put in the water in and get stuff out, the second time you put the water in and you get the water out, it's usher as truma. The third is just water. Even the third one, if it has a taste of wine, is chayiv, but not the fourth. When it comes to masa, we knock everything down one step. Alright, the first run through is asur. The second time is mutter. Meir again adds off sheni menotin tam. Even the second one menotin tam. Vishal hekdesh, shlishi asur vi mutter. But if it's hekdesh, then we go one step beyond. The third time through, everybody will agree is asur. The fourth is mutter. Meir omer off vi menotin tam. Even the fourth one, if it still has a taste of wine, it's still hekdesh. Alright, that's the layout. Here we have a statement which is black and white. Anything that's hekdesh, no matter how many times you run it through, it's aser. Anytime it's maser, anytime you run it through, it's mutter even the first time through. So kash hekdesh, kash maser, everything's a problem here. The answer is hektish hektish lokasha. How do we solve that? If you were makdish the grapes themselves, then no matter how many times you run it through, you have still kedusha aguf. But if you were makdish them for their value, then we have the four times or so. Masar masar nami lokasha. How do we answer that? Kan masar bade. With masar bade, we say the first time through it's aser, and Mermeir says two times. Kan masar dmai. But if it's dmai, then we'll say it's always mutter. Okay. This is a statement that's a little bit strange. The same ruling that we said about the Isser for Truma is the same rule for Hechsher to what defines this as a Mashka. Now, Hechsher and Demai, what kind of Hechsher there is? E Demai, Hechsheri, Machsheri. If you call it water, it's Machsheri. E Decham, Hechsheri, Machsheri. So whether you call it water or wine, Shahakol or Berker Gafin, doesn't matter. It's all Machsheri. So, Lotzricha, Shetamdu, Meg Shomim. When you mix the dregs with rainwater, but the minute that you pour it into the cup, you've already demonstrated that you want the water, so it's machshir. So it fell in on its own. When you pour it out one step at a time, you're machshir it. We're talking about a case where an animal was drinking from it, and you're letting the animal drink to see how it tastes, so that's machshir. So Rav said the statement that you can only say Kiddush on wine that could be brought on the Mizbeach. What's he excluding? If you think it's excluding freshly squeezed grape juice, he said, you can't bring yayin right off of the wine press, but if you brought it to the Mizbeach, then it's kosher. There came a heavy kosher, and since the Avad, if you brought it, was kosher, the Mizbeach, ananati lechatzila nami. So for Kiddush, we could use the lechatzila, as we do use grape juice. You're allowed to squeeze out grapes and pour it into your Kiddush cup and make Kiddush. I must be talking about taking wine from the bottom or from the very spout. Again, the same thing. What Rishia said, that you're not allowed to bring that those things to the Mizbeach Lachatchila, but if you did the Kasher, and again, it's therefore Lachatchila for Kiddush, it's okay. With the Yain Kushi, Borak, Haliston, Shemartev, Shotzimukim, certain kinds of inferior wines that are overly white, overly dark, etc. All of those are things that the Diavad, if you brought the Mizbeach Lachatchila, which means Lachatchila for Kiddush, they're okay. Let's see what these five are. Koseis means it's gone bad. Mazug means it's diluted. But diluted properly. Megula means it was exposed overnight. Shalshmarim means dregs. And Rechora means it smells bad. The time of Kulam Pasul. These five, if you brought them is back, the Abad, they're not good. So now, Lemutemai. So therefore, what was Rav excluding when he said wine that kept your problem is back is not, can't be used for Kiddush? Even with the Koseis, if it's Koseis, Plutaviyacham Shalmin Levi. That's the Machlok and Shulman Yochanan and Shulman Levi, in interpreting earlier about how the wine goes. So it's a Machlok. If you're talking about diluted, that's the best kind of wine. That Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Maldim Chalmi Arbalos, Mekoshel Brachos, and Rokin Alab, Chitim, Tachamayim, the Machlok and Brachot, about whether you make Perek Agafen on wine that's not diluted, everybody agrees that for Koshel Brachos, you need it to be diluted. That's the better thing. Even Ute Megula, if it's Megula, exposed wine, Safanahi. You can't drink that, it's dangerous. Because the snake's putting the poison in, etc. In the Mutesh al Shmarim, so Hechidami. If we're talking about dregs, then either Amatlat or Atarba, if you pour in three parts water and four parts wine comes out, Chamalio, that's good wine. You don't have Latvat al Tatopalga, if it's three and three, and three and a quarter half comes out, Rabbar Nachemi, that's a Machloka Rabbar Nachemi that we just saw. Mutesh Shurechora must be that it's excluding wine that smells bad. Could go back to the sakana. Now, for God, the Avrim Sanet, even though you put it through a sieve, which for the sakana issue solves it, Rechemia, who says that if you put wine or any mashka that's Megula through a sieve, you can drink it. Nonetheless, it's an inferior thing that you would not bring to the Mizbeach, as per the Pasuk in Malachi. So he asked Rav, what if wine is white wine? Can you use it? The Pasuk and Mishle clearly identifies wine as being red. Therefore, the Ramban Pasuk is based on this that you can't make Kiddush on white wine. The Rambam, by the way, in the sugya, paskens you cannot make kiddush on your anvushal. By the way, Rashi takes it even further and says your anvushal you cannot make bar peregafen on. That's the why there are many people who are makbid to make yayin, make kiddush on Shabbos and Friday night when it's the raita on yayin shein anvushal. A lot of people are makbid also make it on red wine because of the Ramban. Okay, last piece. Kankanim b'sharon at the end of the Mishnah said the kankanim b'sharon you accept 10 bad ones. Tana pistot na otum gufarot. What are those? Those are barrels that were broken and then sealed back up. And that's what you accept 10 out of 100. Okay, we will hold it off at this point and pick up with the next Mishnah, the next podcast, and the entire world should have a wonderful day.